Jeremy Hogan was a staff photographer at the Herald Times of Bloomington for over 20 years. Hogan, who produced countless front page images for the HT, was among the first employees dismissed after it was announced earlier this week that the local daily newspaper was sold. Shirts Publishing Incorporated, who bought the Herald Times in 1966, announced to staff at 9 a.m. on Monday that the paper had been sold to Gatehouse Media. Layoffs were expected this week before the final sale is approved and the company changes hands on Friday. Hogan was the first employee of the HT dismissed this week.
I went in on Monday. They told us that newspaper had been sold to this company called Gatehouse, and Wednesday I was homesick, and I got a phone call that I no longer had a job, and that's really, you know, I don't know a lot about Gatehouse except what, you know, there are a lot of stories online, so hopefully a bunch of my colleagues don't get laid off, but, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Hogan started at the Herald Times in 1997. Since then, he's been the community's eye for the vast majority of events transpiring in the area.
When Bob and I got fired, there were riots, which was pretty crazy. They burned an effigy of the president outside the president's house on campus and stole the fish out of the Stillwater Fountain and carried it all the way over to the Memorial Stadium. And one of my pictures went out on the AP and ended up on the David Letterman show. And another time I went down to a river rescue training exercise. It was kind of a dreary day. I wasn't really looking forward to the assignment. It was like a long journey. It was down past Bedford when we were a regional newspaper back in, this is 1998, and the river rescue training turned into the real deal, and one of the guys ended up dying. I had all these pictures, and it was sort of surreal. The next morning, I came into work, and there was a message from Life magazine. They wanted to, you know, possibly publish these pictures, so that story was, it was a very rite of passage story. You know, you get a big, you know, photo like that. It goes all over the world. The paper entered the picture in the Pulitzer competition. I had an old colleague from the San Jose Mercury News call me up after the Pulitzer thing was denied and win, but he said, you know, he thought I should have won it. But that has sort of cemented my reputation here as a, you know, a news photographer who could remain calm and, you know, collected and the craziest of situations and come back with the images, which is really what it's about. It's about, you know, getting the picture. If you don't get the picture, then you have nothing. You know, you got to get the picture. I covered other stories. Joe Behrman disappeared. Lawrence Beer disappeared. It's really sad and depressing stories. The Juan John Yoon shooting, and that was in 1999, July 4th. I was at home framing a photo show, and I got a call to get over to one of the churches here in town, and a white supremacist had shot a Korean student and killed him, and he'd been on a shooting spree across the Midwest, and I went there and made pictures of that, and that story was on the front of the New York Times for like 3 days. It was a big, big story. I covered the baby that disappeared and Spencer, and you know how tragic that story was. It was really bad. Like, even the police were like, just, you know, their faces just looked like, you know, you knew it was really bad looking at the, because police are very common professional, and to see the police that upset, you knew it was really bad. That was a really hard story to cover.
Hogan says his departure from the Herald Times is the latest in a series of downsizing of the paper's photo department.
I don't think there will be the kind of photo coverage there was, because I worked there full-time. We had another photographer full-time. At one time, we had, like, four photographers. They, each round of layoff, you know, they've whittled down the photo department to now there's just one staff photographer there.
Today was longtime Herald Times editor Bob Zaltzberg's last day. Zaltzberg announced his retirement from the paper late last year. Gatehouse Media bought the Herald Times as well as seven other local newspapers around Indiana. That sale is yet to be finalized tomorrow. In an article today, Zaltzberg stated six employees of the Hoosier Times, which includes papers in Spencer and Martinsville, will also be laid off. Hogan and another company employee are the only announced positions to be let go from the Herald Times. Shirts also downsized Hoosier Times newspapers, letting go of 17 employees late last year.